Sundry, a local landmark and meticulous caretaker of the community's history, has received a renewed recognized museum status by a provincial organization. The Sundry and District Museum, which is overseen by a volunteer board of directors on the Sundry and District Historical Society, recently became the latest institution in the province to receive from the Alberta Museums Association, AMA, an official designation as a recognized museum for 2022-27. This is an exciting time for the Sundry and District Museum because earning this designation demonstrates that it is committed to maintaining standards of professional practice and to ensuring that it plays a strong and important role within the community of Sundry and the areas surrounding Sundry, reads a portion of a press statement issued on August 19 by Carrie Couch, the museum's new executive director. The local museum voluntarily participated in the association's recognized museum program, a process which involved providing evidence to a panel of museum professionals that demonstrated that the institution meets the AMA's definition of a museum and operates according to best practice standards. Couch expressed enthusiasm for the development. "It is an achievement shared by not only the museum, but also the community we serve because our board members, volunteers and staff work hard showcasing a facility that truly is unique, educational and exceptionally proud of the history we represent," she said. A ceremony was held on the afternoon of Friday, August 19, at the museum's grounds to celebrate the achievement. A formal portion of the event featured addresses by Jane Atkins, the Historical Society's chair, as well as Sundry's Mayor Richard Warnock, followed afterward by a live musical performance by the Bergen Strings, a talented trio comprised of Ruth Obrist on violin, Sue DeCian on viola, and Diana Kleinlug on the cello. The museum first opened in April of 1968 when a group of Sundry residents established a society with a commitment to preserve the community's historical data and artifacts. The paperwork was completed and signed by 8 people just a couple of months later that same year in June, with the certificate of incorporation officially being registered on July 2. The museum has since the society's founding continued growing to include the 1908 Bergen Schoolhouse, a 1913 Pioneer Cabin, a ferryman's house, as well as a ranger station. Additionally, the museum's gated historic village grounds, which celebrate the way we were, boasts a fully functional blacksmith shop as well as a large barn filled to the brim with a variety of antique equipment. And over the years, another special addition was the World of Wildlife exhibit that pays homage to the late Chester Mulesnes and is a highlight for many museum guests. Couch, who earlier this summer became the museum's newest executive director, recently told the Albertan in response to emailed questions that she was inspired to apply for the position because I love our rural community and the museum is an integral part of that community. She also expressed a fond appreciation for all museums and more specifically, the wealth of stories they contain. "It is an honor to be able to represent the Sundry and District Museum, our community, and help share that experience with our broader community," she said. While the learning curve to date has been steep, Couch, who started on Canada Day when she was joined by dignitaries who addressed a large crowd of almost 1,000 people from more than 70 places, seems to be enjoying every moment. "It's been pretty awesome," she said, adding there's nothing like jumping in at the busiest time of the year and on one of the community's most celebrated days. Looking down the proverbial road, Couch said her goal in the coming years is to focus on maintaining the museum's integrity, especially in light of the museum receiving an official status. "I want the museum to continue being an integral part of the community," she said, adding that will involve pursuing ongoing partnerships with other organizations, to host events and educate the public in the historical stories that make our district so special. The Recognized Museum Program is an accreditation program managed by the Alberta Museums Association that identifies those museums and related sites in the province that meet professional standards for best practices. There are more than 100 recognized museums, with a full list available online at www.museums.ab.ca. Founded in 1971, the association is the nonprofit organization for the province's museums and museum professionals.